Racine has the second highest unemployment rate of any metro area in the state. President Obama says he realizes the city is still hurting.
And I can only imagine how much pain that's caused and how many lives have been upended.
But the president contends the economy is slowly improving and that the federal stimulus package has continued to put more people back to work and keep others from losing their jobs. President Obama says he now needs more help from Congress to improve the economy, but that some lawmakers aren't cooperating.
Now, you'd think this would be pretty straightforward stuff, but I've got to say that lately we've been having a wrangle around what used to be pretty non-controversial things. Yeah, providing loans for small businesses, extending unemployment insurance when 8 million people lost their jobs during the recession. But lately, there's a minority of senators from the other party who've had a different idea.
Obama also called on Congress to finish work on a financial reform package and a clean energy bill. The president also took several non-controversial questions from his audience in Racine. Outside the hall, some Tea Party protesters said they still disagree with Obama. Mary Patterson of Racine says the economy is not getting better.
No. All you're seeing is the jobs that are being created are government jobs. They're not private sector jobs.
President Obama did spend some additional money on the private sector in Racine. He stopped and bought Kringle. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.